Shut up and sit down.
This week, on a very special edition of JBT, I interviewed Jacob Precision Walls, a very highly touted 2K prospect. We have a really fun conversation that I hope you enjoy. Make sure to follow at OTG Basketball on Twitter for more 2K content coming at you.
Playing Gears of War and sort of turn your attention to 2K. I know you've got a love for sports in general, but what sort of started the shift?
Yeah, I played Gears of War. It was a while ago. It was like 2009, 2010.
Yep.
And it got taken off the MLG circuit after the season I played on it. Ended up with later releases, they picked it back up. But once they took it off, I kind of took a more casual approach to gaming, played like 2K, Madden on the side, but eventually got into competitive 2K and just been playing that for the last couple of years.
Interesting. So you said you're 2K and Madden. Is there a reason that obviously, you know, that the two biggest, basketball and football, are the two biggest sports over there? Was 2K become the priority because of the, you know, the competitive nature of it and the fact that, you know, it could turn into something a bit more serious than obviously Madden and maybe other games like FIFA could? Is that the sort of reason why you sort of stuck with it?
I like football, basketball, and baseball. I've never really got into sports with goals like soccer.
Yeah.
I think the FIFA league's actually going to become huge because it's got such an international fan base. But I don't know. Madden's good too. I play 2K more. 2K just was naturally better at 2K off the jump. I did play a little bit of Madden this year. Because I hadn't played it since 13. I started off trash. I got at least decent towards the end. But obviously, I'm much more accelerated in 2K. Much more ready to compete in that game. But I like both games a lot.
Why do you think, it was just a natural sort of feeling in terms of the game? Do you have like a preference in terms of the sport? Like do you follow, say, basketball and the Golden State Warriors more than you say with the NFL? Or is it just because, you know, you just picked up the game and it sort of was a match made in heaven?
Yeah, probably just because it was a good match. I like...
Yep.
It depends on how my favorite teams are doing. I'm from Chicago, so most of my favorite teams are from there. Bulls have been bad recently. I had a friend actually who had family in Oakland, so I've kind of, back when I was a fan of the Bulls, the Warriors were like my Western Conference team I'd kind of pay attention to when the Bulls weren't playing, but the Bulls are tanking now. I'm kind of more focused on Golden State, but I really like all the sports. I follow them all. It just depends on what part of the season it's in.
Is that sort of a bit part, Jake, of how you sort of maintain that balance? I was speaking to Detoxy yesterday, a guy I know you're a fan of, and he spoke quite heavily and he placed the importance on, you know, maintaining that balance, being a sort of professional gamer, sort of being able to switch off and, like, you know, go to the gym, you know, go watch a movie, watch some TV. How important for you is that balance?
It was definitely important. You don't want to get burnt out. And two, honestly, like, if you're not... A lot of players who they might play 2K, they might put a bunch of hours in, but you really got to use the hours. Like, you got to practice with your team, play other comps to actually get better. You're just getting on playing for fun games for 6 hours. You could end the day not getting any better at all than when you started.
So how do you use your time to the best of your ability? You mentioned about like competitions and stuff, you know, getting together with your team at the time. What are some of the other things that you do to sort of best maximize your time so, you know, you're not wasting it, essentially?
You mean apart from the competitions, or what do you mean?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, you know, might be film sessions, you might be watching stuff on Twitch or something. Is there other sort of things that you do to sort of maximize your time? No, you're right.
I love my dog. But, whenever I'm not playing, I definitely... I'm at home. I always keep 2K streams up, kind of see what teams are doing, see what I could take from it, kind of maybe not copy exactly, but kind of put my own spin on it. And as far as film goes, that's more of like a tournament thing. You prepare for like the team you're about to play. You might go watch a couple of their past games, see how you can game plan against them using some of their tendencies and stuff like that.
Yep. So in general then, describe a typical day for me for you, Jake. What time do you wake up? What time do you start playing 2K? How long is it? Does it change on a day-to-day basis depending on, you know, if there's competitions involved? You know, it might have changed obviously a little bit since because with the 2K league coming up. What does it sort of look like for you?
It's definitely flexible because, I mean, even if you have nothing going on it that you get on early, likely you're not going to have all your teammates on at that time. You normally don't start playing until 6 or 7 normally.
Yep.
But since the 102's been announced, we haven't actually been able to play in any leagues or tournaments. So it's very, we really haven't been able to practice much. If we play, it's just like pickups. But I don't know. In my opinion, the games aren't super serious. Everyone's arches don't kind of go together. You can kind of develop some bad habits, in my opinion, in like a non-serious format.
Good point. That's a fairly good point. You mentioned the 102 just then. Describe to me the moment, how it felt you when you became part of that 102 club.
It was crazy. I was waiting for the phone call. I was one of the, I don't know about later, but I'll say like 75% of the people that got theirs before me.
Right.
Someone actually, like 30 minutes into it, they called me from the wrong number. And I wouldn't let them off the phone. I was like, you sure it's the wrong number? I kept asking who they were calling for, but it was just some random person calling for the wrong number. But 20 minutes later, I got the call, and it was a huge relief.
So that first call, was it like a telemarketer or something? Or was it just some random
person? I don't know. They were some random person calling for their bank or something. I don't remember exactly, but it was a tough call.
Oh, man, I can't imagine the nerves you must have been going through then. In terms of did that sort of give you that validation you needed, that 102 club sort of being a part of that? Did it give you sort of that little bit of a drive, that extra kick that you sort of wanted going forward in terms of achieving your goals?
I mean, I'm pretty self-driven. I don't think I really need an extra kick, but it definitely was validation. It's, you know, you do the number 70,000 plus people in the combine. The 250 was like 0.03%. To get the 102 was 0.01. It's crazy to look back and think about.
That's fair. That's fair. And in terms of, do you have any, say, like game day competition rituals? Do you wear like certain socks? Do you eat the same meal? Talk us through, like, you know, you guys are now, you know, you game as a technically, you know, the new age sort of athletes, and it's awesome in that sense. So give us a sort of insight to your sort of like routines and stuff.
I mean, it's at least how 2K is, it kind of fluctuates on which time you play, but
yeah,
I normally definitely make sure I'm well fed for it. I'm superstitious, and like I've been playing, like, or my team's been playing good lately. Because I don't play with any of the 2K sound, actually. I just listen to music when I play.
Yep.
If I've had like a certain album on or something and it's been working lately, I'll kind of tend to go to that and superstitious until it kind of plays itself out.
So what's the most recent one? What's the most recent album or artist that you've been bumping that sort of has been, you know, helping you in your gaming?
It's been real recent because we haven't been able to play recently, but I think I was listening to the last NPBA tournament my team won. I think I was listening to Kanye West Graduation a lot.
Great choice. That's actually probably my favorite Kanye album. Very good choice. In terms of, well, let's stick with a bit of music then. Obviously, you know, you guys are human beings. You got your loves outside of basketball. Outside of Kanye West, what sort of other music do you listen to? What sort of TV shows do you watch? I saw you, a tweet caused a little bit of a fury on your... Game of Thrones tweet caused a little bit of furor. I was actually speaking to Detoxys yesterday. He said it was his favorite show. So
he's the one who told me to watch it.
I would not mention it to him that you didn't like it. That's for sure, if you haven't already. But what sort of other stuff do you do sort of outside of gaming that sort of that you enjoy?
Music wise, I honestly feel like this is kind of a trait of getting old. Most of the, I'll say, like, I've kind of realized most new music that comes out, I kind of don't like anymore. But I think that's just people getting old. But some of the artists I like is Kanye, obviously, Kendrick Lamar, my bad. Big Crit, Childish Gambino, just type of music like that.
So
these shows.
So on the music, not a big fan of the Migos, Travis Scott, that sort of the new age sort of
like trap rap.
Trap rap, the mumble rap, or whatever they call it.
There's not a lot of context in it. I'm a fan of like the more storytelling. Obviously, every now and then I do enjoy a good hook, a catchy song, but for the most part, I like good storytelling.
I feel ya. In terms of TV and movies, what do you got for me?
Movies. I don't watch a lot of movies. My favorite movie though is I've watched this a few times. It's Inception.
Oh yeah,
Inception is a great movie.
But how can you watch Inception a few times? Is it because you want to get like every little thing that like Christopher Nolan's done, or is it just a thing where it's like, I love this movie, I love Leo, I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I love Tom Hardy. Like, it's one of those movies that's intense, man. Like, it's not like a Space Jam or a Toy Story that you can sort of chuck on in the background. Why are you watching it so much?
Oh, it's a little bit of both. I remember the first time I seen it. It was one of those movies where at the end you had some questions. Like, I got to go back and get these questions answered.
Absolutely.
And just, since then, it's just every now and then, it's like a year will go on, I'll just watch it again since I haven't seen it, because it's a great movie.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome. And in terms of, other than Game of Thrones, have you been binge watching anything on Netflix or any of the sort of streaming services?
Yeah, I used to watch TV shows a lot, not anymore. I try to watch Game of Thrones. I didn't even make it through the first episode. I turned it off.
No. Well, this man, he has great love for music, guys. So there's lots of people that don't like Game of Thrones out there. It takes a while to get into. Definitely forgive him. He's an awesome dude, an awesome gamer. But anything else was tickling you in your fancy when you weren't watching Game of Thrones?
I guess some of the shows I watched off the top of my head that I was fan, Breaking Bad, Prison Break, Sunny in Philadelphia, The Office. Early on, Homeland, it got... First couple of seasons were real good at Homeland. Yeah. Eventually, I just lost interest. But yeah, I say some of those shows.
Nice. All great choices. Now, in terms of back to the 2K League. So in terms of the announcement of the 2K League itself, how excited were you when it was announced and the sort of the affiliation and the professional nature, obviously having that affiliation with the NBA? How excited were you when that announcement was made?
It was. I mean, I never expected that because... I still remember when they started announcing the 250K tournaments. I was just psyched about those, and the whole league is just a whole nother step up from that. I don't even know how to put it in words. It was crazy to me.
Now, in terms of like the league itself, now you probably get asked about like, you know, what you want to get out of it, but how do you think it's going to impact you? I mean, this game has already had a huge impact on you in general, but the league itself, like you mentioned, is a whole different beast. How do you think it's going to impact you, you know, personally going forward, whether that's professionally or just as a person in general?
I mean, it's definitely changed my life. I've never moved outside of Illinois before, so, and then Chicago doesn't have a team, so for at least 6 months, I'll be going somewhere out of Illinois for the first time, and it's definitely going to be a crazy experience. I hope that I'm able to be in it for multiple seasons, but whatever it ends up, it'll definitely be something that changes my life going forward.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned, obviously, you're Chicago native. You said in an interview that I read that you had no preference as to which franchise sort of pick you up, but I'll word it in a different way. What are some of your favorite, you know, USA cities? What are some of your favorite locations, whether you've been to them or whether you haven't been to them? Are you wanting to, you know, escape the cold of Chicago, head to the West Coast? Do you have any sort of preferences in terms of, you know, not the franchise itself, but just a living area?
Yeah, honestly, I'm super biased to Chicago. Most places I go, I kind of
compare it.
Yeah, and I kind of try to make up ways that Chicago's better. I say on the West Coast, one that I've always wanted to try, In-N-Out. I never had In-N-Out. I'm not sure if I want to live there.
Yeah.
But that's definitely one thing I was talking to someone about, that if you do go to a West Coast team or if there's a West Coast station you go to play games, I'm definitely about to go to In-N-Out a few times.
What's the Chicago version of In-N-Out? Because I've been to LA a couple of times. I went to Chicago. I had some nice burgers, but there wasn't like... I know they got Shake Shack, but Shake Shack's like a New York sort of thing. Is there... And obviously, you know, Chicago's got its deep dish and stuff. Is there like a Chicago sort of chain, like that's the version of In-N-Out?
I mean, Chicago's obviously known for their deep dish pizza. There is one of the burger places that gets compared to In-N-Out, but it's... I can't think of it right now. Do you know like the popular burger places?
I think like Whataburger, those sort of ones. Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I'm a big burger fan. I should know this. But you know, speaking of foods, in terms of you mentioned, you know, you like to sort of stay healthy. What's your sort of, you know, go-to game day meal? Detoxy's mentioned to me that it was a nice chicken Caesar salad. And if you had a preference, you know, he'd head to, you know, Olive Garden and get it there. Do you have a certain game day? I don't. Well, he's trying to keep the carbs low. You know, get some nice protein going. What do you have a certain meal that you go to?
Nothing really. It just depends on the day. That's why I'm kind of excited to talk to the nutritionalist teams I have and stuff, because I wonder if there's any type of, you know, any like vitamins or supplements, even like type of stuff you get from food that they actually think might improve stuff like focus and memory and stuff like that. So I'm actually pretty excited to see how maybe if they can help players' gameplay and stuff.
You mentioned there the nutritionalists. How excited are you in terms of the franchise in general, in terms of all the sort of specialty guys? And I mean, we've seen the living spaces all over Twitter and stuff. Is that the sort of thing you're most excited about, being able to sort of, you know, not just take your game to the next level, but also take yourself as a human being, like, you know, your health and everything.
I definitely plan to take advantage of it. The nutritionalist, probably workout programs they'll have us on. I think, I don't know how much they're going to have us. Like, if you go to a playoff team, if they're going to let us go to games or meet some of the players. But that's one of the coolest things to me, too, is that you're kind of, they're separate, but you're still kind of working with like an actual NBA franchise.
Yeah, I actually remember general manager Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets was talking to his owner, and he was talking about, you know, the esports franchise and how they're really excited about that. So obviously they're definitely taking this seriously, and it's going to be awesome. Us at OTG, we're certainly going to be paying attention. Now, in terms of your game, Jake, now we all know that you're one of the best shooting guards out there. For those that don't know and may not have read about you or may not have follow you on Twitter, tell us a bit about the strengths of your game and some underrated parts of your game. What sort of sets you apart as a gamer on the 2K League?
Yeah, on most of my teams, I've actually been in charge of like the strategist or like not only like pre-game adjustments, but in-game adjustments I'll make. Even if I'm not at point guard, I can still see stuff, and point guards I played with, they trust me enough to take my adjustments and hit. I say that's probably my biggest strength, is just knowing how to attack certain things, defenses, how to maybe do something differently to attack in defense that's ultimately going to make my my point guard's job easier so he could play better, and stuff like that. Like an on-court coach, basically, I would say.
So obviously you mentioned that that's obviously going to be a huge asset for you going forward. Now, we know that in sports in general, the communication is such a huge thing. How do you mentioned that obviously, you know, you listen to music most of the time when you're gaming. How do you sort of, you know, get your communication? How is your communication? How does that set you apart, you know, in game? You mentioned you're a strategist and such. So obviously, you know, you have to be on point in how you're sort of like, you know, getting your message across. How do you do that in a way?
I mean, the music kind of just is in the background. And once I get into the game, a lot of it, honestly, I don't even like remember the music playing. It's just kind of there. But and most of what I call out is like adjustments, what I see, what can help the team and stuff like that.
Yeah, nice. Now, in terms of your game specifically, in terms of, you know, the assets that you bring, you know, in terms of in 2K, shooting, defense, what are the things that, you know, some people should be looking for that they might not know about you, that's some sort of underrated things other than your communication? Is it you know, you're a decent defender that people might not know about? Detoxy's mentioned the fact that that's one thing that he's priding himself on. Is it your ability to shoot and space the floor? What are the things that some people might not know about your game that they should?
It's because the way 2K is now with the archetypes is they kind of whatever, like, primary archetype you use, it kind of makes the other areas of your game a little weaker. But
yeah,
then I would obviously, I would say I'm one of the better shooters. I was actually told by managers that I had the best shot release timing in the combine.
Very nice. Not
just about making the shot when you're open, to have a good understanding of how much space I need to pull, when I could pull, when I have to take a guy off the dribble.
I say,
because I played Pierce Sharp, and that's kind of the role I played this year. It's individual defense. Not as good as it's been in the past, as I'd like it to be. I need to work on that, but that's also Pierce Sharp's. They just really get kind of shafted on their defense.
Yeah.
But as team defense, I take a lot of pride in, too. I know, when I have to rotate, I know kind of everyone's responsibility on the floor and help kind of set up the rotations and stuff. If something's off, I could normally figure out what it is and get it fixed.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned, obviously, you're shooting there. Give us some tips for us layman's gamers out there in terms of what makes the perfect shot. Obviously, you're one of the best, if not the best shooter going around in today's 2K League. How do we time that shot? Is it just about reading it? Is it about instinct? What is it that sort of makes the perfect shot in 2K18?
I mean, everyone's probably a little different as far as strictly timing it. I'd say one of the most easiest tips I could do is find a cue in your jump shot. I never look at the release bar or whatever you call it. I always look at, like, normally my guy's hands or, like, when I hit the top of my jump or something like that, some type of cue, which I know is when I'm supposed to release it.
Nice. And those little tips certainly, hopefully, will help all the gamers listening and are involved as well. Now, let's go to if you had something to say to sort of the 2K franchises, if they were listening, what would you have to say to them that you sort of, you know, a message to sort of, you know, market yourself in a way if you haven't already done so?
And I say this is one of my biggest weaknesses. I'm not that good at this type of stuff, but I don't know. I'm just, as far, whatever team drafts me, I'm just ready to get to work. I know the gameplay is going to be a lot different. Even if it's exactly like the combine, it's still going to play out different because there's 10 teams. So I'm ready to hit the lab, kind of figure out what strategies we could use, best use the team. I'm just ready to get to work, basically.
Awesome. And now just the last question, just a shout out to Toxies as well, who was a great interview, like yourself. You mentioned that you wouldn't mind teaming up with him if you guys were to sort of join forces. What do you think sort of makes, in terms of him and in terms of others in general, what makes a good teammate in terms of in 2K? Obviously, communication is a thing we've harped on and Detoxy talked about as well. What makes him such a good teammate? What makes you such a good teammate? What makes a good teammate in general?
I'd say just talking about Detoxy, he's this kind of team first guy. Is this, we play a whole game. If his guy's hugging him, he doesn't get a shot. He won't complain or anything. He has a lot of trust, at least with me and him. He has a lot of trust in me. I could tell him to do something and he'll do it right away. And it's a combination of me and him work good. We played in the last NBA tournament. We kind of easily won it together. We had just the whole team trusted each other. No one was really sensitive. If someone had to say something to someone to fix something, I think like us like that and the ability to take criticism are kind of two huge underrated things that make teams good.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you're all essentially out there for the same goal. You're wanting to get that championship. You're wanting to be the best gamers you can be. You're wanting to, you know, get the W. And I think, yeah, both of you have some really good points, and I think you're going to dominate this league. Now, some quick fire. We'll finish off with some quick fire, sort of just general NBA questions. Who's your pick for MVP this year?
James Harden.
James Harden, easily. I mean, if we had a set of... Okay, second in MVP. That's where... sorry. That's where things get a little more interesting. Is it LeBron? Is it Davis? Is it Dame? Is it Steph? Is it KD? That's where the conversation gets a little more interesting. Do you have anyone for the second
MVP? I was about to say that. James Harden is not really a question for the first one. Second, it's tough because it's how they... I'd probably go with Curry just because of some of their numbers when he's on the floor and off the floor. I think even though everyone knows he's a good player, he's somehow still one of the most underrated players. When people say Westbrook's player. Better than him, I think that's insane. Curry's definitely by far the best point guard in the league.
I think it's without question that it's LeBron, it's KD, it's Steph as the top three players, and on any given day, one of them could be better than the other. But
and they all kind of have similar different play styles too.
Exactly, in terms of the impact that they have on their teams. You know, Steph, and how he sort of, you know, spaces the floor and gets better shots for his teammates. And I mean, KD is just one of the most freakish athletes, you know, ever.
What I like about Steph is the gravity he has towards the defense.
Yes.
He comes off the screen. They got to trap him. All of a sudden, Draymond's playing 4-on-3. Like, it just opens up everything for the rest of the race.
I assume with that, then your pick for the NBA championship is going to be the Golden State Warriors?
It got super interesting recently with Curry's injury. I think, obviously healthy, they're the best team. But Houston's made a lot of strides this year. I think healthy, Golden State beats them. But I think that series could go kind of either way now. Not only if Curry plays, but not last year, but the year before, he kind of played with that bum knee, and he definitely didn't look as explosive as he did last year. So if he's not looking explosive, I think that opens up the door for Houston to potentially upset him.
Absolutely. I think health is a key issue in any sport. You know, the healthiest team generally is the one that gets out. So now I can't not ask about the Rookie of the Year being an Australian. It's one of the most hotly debated Twitter issues when it's on NBA Twitter. Are you a Ben Simmons man or a Donovan Mitchell man?
Honestly, I haven't seen either of them play as much as I would have liked this year. I've heard a lot of hype though. Donovan Mitchell, I kind of wish Simmons would shoot more threes, but you probably got to give it to Mitchell because he's one of the most important offensive guys for one of the hottest teams in the league right now, Utah.
It's a fair point. I won't hold it against you. Obviously, you're speaking to an Australian. You've been a great interview, and I really do appreciate you taking the time, Jack, and I wish you all the best going forward. You're going to kill it. The Toxins is going to kill it. You're going to be dominating this league, and yet again, thank you for taking the time to have a chat with me.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Awesome, man. Keep in touch.
All right, take care.